Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting on Tuesday, February 19, 2019. We are on the record at 1:32 PM. And we're going to begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Please go on, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation, where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, I ask you to give us, this elected body, the guidance and the wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and a representative of the residents of Jefferson County. We ask a special blessing for those that don't have those freedoms, but worship, or have a government that represents their interests. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in pledging allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order. That is the under county commissioners, consider possibly approved proclamation to save our children, children in motion, Inc. annual reading and love matters event. We have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I have a first page for the proclamation. I'll find the signature page. Reverend Roberts, if you'd like to come up, I'll read this proclamation regarding 2019 SOT's Reading and Love Matters event. Whereas SOC's annual Reading and Love Matters event is an event that promotes literacy involvement with encouraging our youth to read. And whereas on February 27th, Save Our Children, along with the sponsors and partners and interested individuals, will host its annual Reading and Love Matters banquet in Beaumont. And whereas since 2003, SOC has helped nearly 12,000 young people through our Reading and Love Matters program, as well as Know Your County Courthouse program. Whereas SOC Save Our Children provides tutoring services and in-school aid, as well as fun events for its students. In its chosen precinct for Jefferson County Commissioner Everett Bo Alford is one of this year's honorees. Whereas SOC, through its continued partnership with local educators, elected officials, and community leaders, provides wonderful learning environments for its students. Now therefore, be it involved in the Convention of Court of Jefferson County, is hereby proclaimed February 27th. And the SOC Reading and Love Matters Day in Jefferson County urges all people in our community to pursue opportunities to serve and help by our children. So ordered and signed this day by the members of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court. Reverend.
Well, first of all, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, I thank the commission. And for Commissioner Bo Alford in his absence, what a great and wonderful man he is, and what he has done in our community, along with the rest of you commissioners. I can't say enough about the relationship that we have with Jefferson County commissioners and with staffs and other different departments, because whenever we do Know Your County Courthouse, it takes patience to deal with over 500 kids at one time in one day. But you guys have always been there for me, Commissioner Arnold. I'd like to thank you for going overboard and beyond the call to make sure that everything is right with us. Again, I'd like to thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I've learned, being a Baptist preacher, you don't say nothing unless you acknowledge your beautiful wife. So, I didn't want to get in the car and get after I get in the vehicle and say, well, you didn't mention me well. Thank you again.
All right. Moving on to Adam under purchasing. I'm proposing that items G, J, K, and L be tabled. Item G, because it's a extension of our bank depository contract, and I think that the Commissioner's Court needs some time to analyze how a changing interest rate environment is going to impact the revenues received by the county on county funds that are invested through our depository relationship. Items J, K, and L, because the purchasing department needs additional information from our grant administrator in order for us to complete and vote on those expenditures and grant funding. So, any objection from any member of the court?
No, sir.
Item A, under purchasing, is receive file bids for invitation for bid for term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County. Item B is receive file bids for an IFB for demolition of hangar number 3 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is consider and approve specifications for a term contract for marine motor fuel for Jefferson County. Item D is consider and approve specifications for a term contract for armored car service for Jefferson County. Item E is consider and approve award execute receive and file acceptance of offers for a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County with Baldwin Enterprise Examiner Corporation and Port Arthur News is shown on attachment A. Item F is consider and approve award execute receive and file master services agreement with Tetra Tech in accordance with the RFP for emergency debris monitoring services for Jefferson County. Item H is to consider and approve execute receive and file a contract amendment for operation and installation of shoe shine concession stand for Jefferson County with Bird Boot Shine. To change the business operation hours to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. To include additional equipment of 1 6 locker cabinet and 1 stool. Item I is consider and approve corrections to Thompson Roy West Law in Jefferson County for the correctional facility to include corrections of 1 year contract term from February 1st, 2019 through January 31st, 2020 to March 1st, 2019 through February 29th, 2020. It does not include the IR contract price pricing for CD-ROM DVD subscriptions as previously noted. These corrections do not require an amendment to the agreement, which was approved on January 28, 2019. Item J, K, and L will be tabled. Item M is considered to approve, execute, receive, and file a universal membership agreement with the TALX Corporation, a provider of Equifax verification services for income and employment verification services through the work number from Jefferson County Public Health Department, effective February 4, 2019. Item N is to consider and approve an offer of surplus property authorized by local government code section 263.15281 by Horn Auction Company. Scheduled for Saturday, March 2nd, 2019 at 9 o'clock a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for jury for additional costs for supplies in the amount of $2,500. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for County Court Law Number 2 for additional costs for overtime in the amount of $240. Item C is consider and approve budget amendment for Health and Welfare 1 for replacement of vehicles in the amount of $25,526. And item D is consider and approve budget transfer JP Precinct 1 Place 2 for replacement of chairs and mats in the amount of $1,000 with money. Notes that the money is coming from office supplies. And it will, that $1,000 will actually come from postage. Item E is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for temporary insurance reimbursement item F is considered for the electronic disbursement for $519,849.89 to withdraw for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item G is to receive and file financial statement from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department grant funds for the year ended August 31st, 2018. Item H is to receive and file Jefferson County Community Supervision and Corrections Department audited financial statements for the year ended August 31st, 2018. And item I, regular county bills, check number 455711 through 456017 for the week ended 2/11/19. And check numbers 456018 through 456234 for the period ending today. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion. One question on item C, Mr. Twain.
Yes, sir.
With that automobile is being replaced by Health and Welfare one that was related fair during the budget hearing, or was it budgeted? It was a budget transfer, so it couldn't.
Yeah, it was budgeted.
It was requested in the budget, and we actually transferred one of the motor pools spare vehicles to them. That vehicle has since had mechanical issues and is no longer using.
Thank you. And just for information purposes, $519,849 electronic disbursements to LaSalle. LaSalle is a operator of the county jail located in the courthouse, not the one out on Highway 69. They pay the county a fee for the lease of those premises, and in turn, the payments that are received by us are sent to them for their cost expenditures. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is received by executed community agreement memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Region 5 Prevention Resource Center. Item B is considered possibly approved resolution for approval for election regarding paramutual wagering and paramutual wagering on simulcast. And item C is considering possibly approved a resolution regarding the request of TRP Group Marketing LLC for the issue of one or more series of revenue bonds calling for a public hearing with respect thereto and authorizing other actions, requests, approvals, and consents related thereto. We previously covered item D. We have a motion on items A, B, and C.
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Second. Second is by me. Any discussion?
Judge, please, clarification. Resident of Jefferson County, that the resolution under item D is strictly to allow the constituents and voters of Jefferson County deciding on that issue.
Yes, I apologize, but unfortunately, I was out Thursday and Friday because of the death in the family. But my original understanding when I was against this issue was because it was going to require a March election. There were no other elections being held. There was going to be at the expense of the county. I've subsequently come to understand that it will be held at the November general election at no additional cost, other than another ballot issue. So it is our, my opinion, in any event, that the voters should have the opportunity to weigh in and make a decision about this. And the promoters of this event can do their community engagement and education, advise them of the venue and those things that are necessary in advance of voting. Any other discussion?
Judge, I just echo those comments and just basically put the power of the vote to the citizens and letting them make a decision.
All right, there's no other discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under the County Tax Assessor Collector, we have one item to consider possibly approved resolution for approval to proceed with elective security assessment and to authorize the county judge to execute the authorization to proceed with the state assessment program. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county treasurer, item A, is to receive and file the investment schedule for January 2019, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under emergency management, we have one item A, to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute the 2019 Foundation for Southeast Texas grant application to be submitted by Jefferson County Office of Emergency Management for animal sheltering supplies during emergency. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion. And I just mentioned that we have tried to improve animal sheltering practices during Ike, in the aftermath of Rita, during Ike and Harvey. Had some wonderful people out at Ford Park taking care of animals that were abandoned or lost or displaced. But subsequently came to find out several months after Harvey that some of the groups out of Houston had euthanized some of the animals that were taken, and there were some available no-kill shelters here locally that wanted to participate in the sheltering process, and emergency management and Mr. White has worked with them regularly since Harvey have come up with a plan. And this is an opportunity for us to submit a grant for supplies at no cost to the county that will assist in that endeavor.
Judge, I just want to tell Mike, thank you for doing this. Judge, I appreciate y'all looking into this. I think it's a good thing. As you well know, we couldn't have done what we did out there without volunteers. So many citizens came forward and helped out there for the park and help volunteer and take care of those animals. And of course, the sheriff's office did an outstanding job and with some of the livestock and other things, but it was definitely a community effort. So thank you for doing this.
We've got a pretty diverse group working with us now on it. Large, lots of beds.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A, to execute, receive, and file for a pipeline permit 1B19 to Enterprise TE Products Pipeline Company LLC to bore a 30-inch ethane pipeline under 14 Jefferson County roads located precincts 2 and 4. Item B is consider and possibly approve county judge's signature of the TxDOT Local Government Assistance Program RAP in accordance with the attached schedule. TxDOT will provide Jefferson County with 4,845 cubic yards of RAP valued at $24,226. Item C is consider possibly approve the amended plat of Lot 1 of the G.D. Brown and K.D. Brown addition number 1 being 1.506 acres out of Tract 3B and Tract 2A, clerk file number 201-301-2095. Map records of Jefferson County, Texas, of the Sophia Dean Survey Abstract Number 16, located off of Howard Road in Precinct Number 1. Anybody find that piece of property based on that description? Plat is not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction. It's met all of our planning requirements. Item D is consider possibly approve the final plat of Mid-County Industrial Park Phase 1, being 10.32 acres, according to William Carroll Survey of 13 and T and NORR Survey Number 1, A-257, subdivision located off U.S. Highway 6996-287 and Precinct Number 2 is within the Nigerland ETJ and the Beaumont ETJ, and has met all of Jefferson County Engineering Department platting requirement, and I would assume the city platting requirement.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And item E is considered possibly approve the amended plat of Lot 1 being 0.2972 acres and Lot 2 0.4852 acres out of an apart to call 0.785 acres of David Shows League Abstract Number 11, County Clerk File Number 201-201-802-1209. located off Range Road, precinct number one. It's within the Bowen ETJ, reviewed by the City of Bowen Planning and Zoning Commission, it's met all of our planning requirements. All right, do I have a motion on those items under engineering? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold, any discussion?
Yes, Judge, for engineering, the item A, I noticed obviously some of those projects are in my precinct, are those bonded roads? They're working with y'all's department?
Yes, sir, anytime they cross on one of our roads, they will have to be bonded.
And then, in regard to the wrap material, I did do some correspondence from office to yours, but we're having some construction going on with 73 near that wrap location. And it may cause some problems with our trucks being able to get in and out of the highway with all the construction PennDOT has going on. So, we may have to move to another location, but I'll let Mike keep going. Thank you.
Yes, sir, thank you.
I have a question for Steve, item C. This, from my understanding, has been a long contested issue with several families involved in this parcel of land. I should have got waived before the court, but I didn't realize that until just a little bit ago. Have you had a chance to check with Tepic to see, and I know it was surveyed by a professional surveyor, so what we're doing here will have any impact on the dispute between families?
I'm not familiar with the dispute, Commissioner, but both of the C and E were mainly small changes that need to be made, nothing that I don't think would impact the dispute. I believe on one of them, a pin was put in slightly the wrong place and they moved it and they were correcting it. Another was just simply a typo in the way the plat was written up and it referred to the wrong abstract.
I reviewed the survey and it didn't appear, like you said, that there was anything major. I think the concern was whether Howard Road is private road or county road.
Oh.
And right now, as I understand it, the easement for that road has been there to 20 feet, if I'm not mistaken.
I was not familiar with that.
Well, I think I would like to table this one.
Okay.
If you don't judge.
Item C. Item C?
Yes. And due to the holiday and other things, it just didn't catch my attention earlier enough to get this resolved.
We'll table item C. Okay, and item A, B, D, and E. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold, any further discussion? All in favor say aye on those items.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Stafford, if you'll get with Commissioner Arnold, would y'all can look at that, see if it has any impact on the road right of way with the movement of the pin, anything of that nature. So we appreciate it. We can put it back on next week if everything goes steady.
That'll work.
Thanks, Steve.
Under risk management, item A is consider properly approve the appointment of Dina Stevens by Commissioner Andy Arnold to the Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefit Pool Board of Trustees for a 3-year term. Unexpired term of Ken Funches, who was appointed January 1st, 2017. I'll make that motion.
Second.
You go second your own appointment?
Yeah.
Okay, we've been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider properly approve U.S. Department of Justice Marshal Service Modification Number 11, current intergovernmental agreement number 78-01-0077. The purpose of the agreement is to incorporate the new wage determination effective 12/26/2018. And item B is to consider and properly approve a resolution to authorize the county judge to execute grant application with the Office of the Governor's Criminal Justice Division for Jefferson County to receive funding for fiscal year 2020 for LEPTA sustaining special response teams equipment for the county sheriff's SWAT team with no matching funds available required. Do I have a motion on those items under Sheriff? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under District Attorney, item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution supporting the District Attorney's Office Special Crimes Unit application of the Office of the Governor of Criminal Justice Division for the preventing investigation and prosecuting the commercial sexual exploitation of children grant for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And via addendum, item A, under county clerk, consider possibly approved expenditure from the county clerk records management fund in the amount of $16,245.24 for the purchase of 12 Dell monitors and book roller shelves. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? Not, then we appreciate all of you being here today, and we are going to adjourn out of this meeting before re-adjourning at 2:15 into an industrial development corporation board meeting. Thank you all for being here. We are adjourned.